Why? Why are dark secrets on the line?
I don't know.
Don't deny. Here's Dave.
And,
oh, it's brought to you by. Sorry,
holy
sorry,
crap.
Sorry,
Window Nation.
Everything just. Your formatics.
Splatted everywhere.
Deplorable.
Yeah, they're great.
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Here's Dave.
Thank you.
Lots of people love them.
As this is Thursday, it is a rant day. And as a very special treat, Gordon has decided to join us in person.
Whoa! What is up, America?
Are those motorcycle pants you're wearing?
These are. Well, they're jeans that are motorcycle jeans, I guess.
So your hog is out in the parking lot?
Yeah, it's not a hog, I wouldn't say. It's more like a... It's a dual sport. It looks more like a dirt bike than a...
Is it like a lesbian motorcycle?
What is that?
A motorcycle a lesbian would drive?
I don't know.
Glad to clarify kind of that.
Motorcycles lesbians would drive, Dave.
What, yeah. How does that work?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, I have a buddy who, he bought a motorcycle from a lesbian.
What is that?
Okay,
mean?
So then you know the kind of motorcycle that all lesbians drive.
Yeah. It was, I think it was just, it was kind of a, like a, maybe a Kawasaki or a Honda.
Okay, well, they make all different kinds of
Yeah, but it was kind of what you're talking about.
But, like, as a group, they agreed on this is our motorcycle.
Yeah, like they all drive Subarus, and they all drive this particular kind of motorcycle.
I'm not comfortable with anything that's happening right now.
I'm not either.
Let's get to the entertainment.
Okay, when I went to Screensaver in the tease about the presidential endorsement, I'm going to save that for next, for the rant, and we also have... a deep dive into a fraud.
Fraud.
A fraud.
Yep.
That we might sniff out.
Yeah, we're going to sniff that out next. But for E! News, I have a couple of music notes and then some relationship news. First off, today Snoop Dogg announced the release of his brand new album. So it's been 30 years since Doggy Style. He's had stuff in the interim. But he's long talked about the sequel to Doggy Style.
Oh, good.
And
yes.
What do you think the sequel to Doggy Style would be titled?
Missionary.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. The title of the album is called Missionary.
He's older. He's more mellowed out.
Right.
Yeah. He wants to look him in the face.
Yeah. While the life goes out of their eyes.
And it will be fully produced by Dre. It'll have some guest stars and stuff, and I'm sure Dre will guest as well.
Martha Stewart.
Maybe. But it is set for release on December 13th.
I think they've done it.
No. 100% no. Although I would.
I think she got divorced after she was in prison. Like her husband didn't stand by her. I think she was free around that time. And if Snoop was free, you don't think that she would be interested in Snoop? Don't think he would be interested in her?
Maybe they blazed it a little bit and things got out of hand.
Man, I think that I've always thought she's attractive. Like, she's never not been attractive.
Have you seen, like, the old photos of her?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, like, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah, va-va-voom.
Yes.
And she's, like, 82 now or something?
Yeah, perfect.
And she looks great.
Yep.
Love her. So, he put out a video on the socials to promote the announcement of the new record.
Uh-huh.
And in the video... two Mormon missionaries knock on a door, and then the door opens, and it's a woman in lingerie who says, "What the F? Your ad said you were dedicated to missionary work." So she got confused and thought that they were going to come and do...
And what?
Right.
They were going to arrive at her home and do missionary things to her, but they were wanting to witness to her.
That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's stupid.
It is.
That's
a backbend.
That's like the start of the Love in an Elevator video.
Oh, God. The 80s.
That was a classy beginning to a video.
Mr. Tyler? Going.
Are you
down?
Didn't he molest his adopted daughter?
I'm sorry. What?
You don't have to do that.
Memoir, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it wasn't an adopted daughter. I think he had guardianship.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's totally okay.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. even though she's underage and all that stuff.
Will you please do Love in an Elevator at Ticket Stock?
I'm not going to say no. Let's just think it through, maybe rehearse.
Okay.
This is the worst song, maybe
no,
ever.
No, it's not. It's just Company Corby decrying any popular song.
Is that Pearl Jam enough?
All the opportunities for the hardline crew to sing.
Whoa, yeah.
You think, just because it came out when you were a kid doesn't mean it's still good.
It, well, but in this case, it does.
I think that's ever been played at a strip club.
I think that's where it debuted.
Yeah.
Big day for you and me tomorrow, Gordon.
Big day for UNT? Oh, good. What's going on up
you
there?
And I.
Oh.
University of Illinois. No, The Cure, the new record, first record in 17 years, comes out tomorrow. Songs of a Lost World. Have you listened to any of the singles?
No, I haven't. Any good?
Yeah, really, really good. Many people are saying it's the
many people
are saying it's their best album since Blood Flowers, which was around 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done a couple of concerts for the BBC the last couple days.
That's what Martha Stewart's into.
And then tomorrow night they're doing tomorrow night they're doing a YouTube live stream of the entire album. But also Robert Smith has done a an interview for the Cure's website, and he said that he has
wonder how they got that interview.
He has two other albums that are virtually finished. So they haven't put out anything.
So he didn't finish them in person.
Well, no, he just hasn't completed them.
Okay.
That
virtually
it's been, you know, like 15, 17 years since he last put out a record, but now he's feeling very prolific, and so there might be a couple in quick succession. And he also says that he wants to get this stuff out because
before it dies.
In 2029 he says he'll be 70, and that will be the 50th anniversary of the first Cure album, so that will be it. Mm-hmm. He says the Cure will be done in 2029 if he makes it that far.
They should promote it on, like, Steve Allen.
What?
Do you think that's a good...
Is that Byron Allen's dad?
That's a good way to promote things.
The I remember reading that he was depressed because he was turning 30, and that's why he wrote Disintegration.
Uh-huh. 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he thought his life was over because he turned 30.
Yeah, now he's looking forward to 70.
Yeah.
I just never really understood that when people would...
I did. I remember turning 16 and being depressed. Thinking
you
I was
are
getting
so
too old.
Weird. At 16!
Yeah, I know. Now what I wouldn't give to go back and be depressed again.
I think the only time that
I feel nothing.
I think the only time that I ever got weirded out
for death
by age was when... you reach the point where you're older than every athlete that is currently playing sports.
Right.
I got depressed when I was older than all the Playboy centerfolds.
Yeah, that'll do it too.
Bob got excited when that happened.
When Dave was older than all the centerfolds.
Did you hear about Joe Exotic getting engaged?
Yes, I saw that. And once again, to like a young guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we had this.
He has a type.
We had this yesterday on E! News, but. He is engaged to a fellow inmate at the prison where he's serving his 21-year sentence. The fiancé, Jorge Marquez, from Mexico.
Mm.
And he talked to Entertainment Weekly via the phone, and he said that we filed our official papers for the marriage license from the prison. We're waiting for an approval. It has to be approved by the warden, the psychiatrist, and the chaplain.
Jeez.
And they've picked December 12th as the date they're hoping to get married. And he says, we love each other very much. We spend every minute of the day together.
Ugh.
And Joe says, I've been through some S in my days. I buried two husbands. The third one ran off with $2.6 million from Netflix and left my ass here. But Jorge is a very amazing young man.
Wait, so it's a cellmate?
I don't know if it's a cellmate.
Well, it sounds
like
they're spending
every day together, every minute together.
Well, I mean... Would the warden allow you to shack up with your prison husband?
I think so.
I was wondering if the warden rolls his eyes when two inmates approach him about getting married.
Why?
Just because,
why, Bob?
Just because the
they
warden...
should be allowed to get married, too.
Well, I would like to finish my sentence.
Okay.
Like they would. I assume the warden is probably
underrated.
Just tired of everything because he's a warden.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say Fort Worth?
Yeah, he's in Fort Worth,
is
right?
He? Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Fort Worth.
Maybe
warden.
We
yeah,
should carry the wedding line.
Yeah. Maybe you should be the officiant.
And the consummation. Will they consummate through
they've
the bars?
Already they've already consummated.
Is it not? Yeah, through the bars.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Like
that,
dogs.
Maybe. Is it not weird, though, when you describe Jorge, if you are Joe Exotic, who's like 60-something, that the last thing you say is, he's an amazing young man. Like,
yeah,
it's gross.
How is he still getting young guys, even in prison at his age?
And he's a star.
Famous.
Is he really famous?
And in prison, like, these guys are there for probably a long time. What else are they going to do? Each other. That's all they got.
Well, they don't need to get married to do that.
Well, they want to,
you just know, need to hit each other over the head with a
they
pipe.
Want to feel like it's blessed.
Yeah.
Another relationship.
I want to know that Jesus is smiling upon it and blessing it.
Giselle, as we announced yesterday, is pregnant with the first child with her new boyfriend, the jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente.
By the way, underrated line that got thrown out with the bathwater from you this morning whenever y'all were talking about Craig's trip to Graceland and his karate enthusiasm or whatever, and you said, didn't Priscilla run away with his karate instructor?
Yeah, no, I got no support on
and
that.
And then, yeah, it was obviously a Giselle joke.
Well, she is, friends say her expected delivery date is around February, but they don't think that she and Joaquin are going to get married, that they are just going to live together.
In sin.
Yes, they're going to live in sin because, you know, she's
he's worth, bummed about that.
She's worth like $400 million. He's worth like $50.
Karate money?
Yeah.
Believe me, he put a pinhole in the end of that Trojan.
You think?
Yeah. He wanted an anchor baby.
And Giselle reportedly broke the news to Tom Brady herself. She talked to him, I guess, on the phone.
It was a landslide of emotions for Tom.
Yes, he did have that social media post to landslide by the chicks.
He was all down in his feels.
But somebody close to Tom says that he was stung and upset. That
it is kind of quick.
It's a hard pill for him to swallow.
You never thought
what?
He never thought that
they would have
that,
a baby.
Then.
That she would that she would never. If you divorce someone when they're 40 something, the last thing you think is that you know that they're going. She's a model. She's going to hook up with someone, but that they're going to have a baby.
He thought he had toughed it out long enough to get past her procreative years.
Right. Yeah.
So well, but on the other hand, he does. He remembers the fact that he had a son with Bridget Moynihan. Because he left Bridget to be with Giselle when Bridget was pregnant
Karma.
With this kid.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And so now Tom has to be a stepdad to this kid?
Yeah. But Giselle accepted his child with Bridget as
nobody's
her
gonna
own.
Correct me. I don't know.
Is Tom ever going to hang out with this kid?
Yes. Well, that's the thing is they plan to co-parent. They plan to keep the family together. And so he's going to have to accept this new baby.
Do you think this guy's all like
unlike
hot,
Jerry,
like real Latin hot?
He's not that great.
He's not. I've never seen a picture.
He looks like Joe Exotic or something like that.
But really good at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, a very important endorsement and a takedown.
Fraud.
The ticket.
Oi. Or Ted Cruz's dad was the Zodiac.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Ted Cruz's dad was in on the Kennedy thing. And I think Trump endorsed that theory for a while
when
Ted was running against him. And Ted just forgives it.
Yeah.
It's amazing that Ted just got over all that stuff.
Memory.
Bagging on his wife.
Yeah, he's got an ugly wife.
He's got an ugly wife.
Just like being a cornerback, Dave. You got to have a short memory out there.
Right?
So did they catch the Zodiac killer?
No.
They never did.
Never did.
How many people did he kill?
I think, like, I'm not sure, like 10 or 11.
And how many seasons?
But he wrote all those creepy letters to police. And
right.
I saw that documentary when I was a kid, and it creeped me out.
Is that the highest body count of an unsolved serial killer?
Oh, I don't know.
It was 5 confirmed.
5 confirmed? Oh, maybe.
Did you watch it,
too much credit.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Did they have any leads, any suspects?
Yeah, the whole documentary is about that they think it's Ted Arthur Cruz. Lee Allen, who was a primary suspect back then.
Okay, and he passed away?
He passed away right around the time the ticket went on the air, shortly before the ticket went on the air. He said he didn't want a sports station in Dallas.
He couldn't handle it?
Yeah. If there was going to be a sports station in Dallas, then he didn't want to be part of
it. Okay,
this world
so it was all based around a short period of time, but that guy didn't do anything wrong for the next 30 years?
Well,
I think he went to jail and then the killing stopped.
For child molestation.
Oh.
If you don't consider that wrong, then I guess.
I was asking a question.
Lee Davidson.
I would say it's wrong.
Boy, I don't think Lee Greenwood would agree with you.
Yeah.
Lee Greenwood wrote a song about the Zodiac.
That's right.
Proud to be a Zodiac killer.
Proud to be in the Zodiac, where I kill all the people today.
God bless Uganda. Okay. It's a drop.
All right.
Yes.
That is good stuff, Rant Man.
Thank you. God bless.
Good luck on your motorcycle.
I want to go see your lesbian motorcycle.
All right. Yeah. During break, I'll go show it to you. It's not a lesbian motorcycle.
We'll see about that. We'll be the judge.
Does it have an extra vibrating seat?
Dave?
Well, it's not just lesbians that enjoy that.
Are you riding the Bruno bike?
What's the Bruno bike?
The one with the attachment that goes back and forth?
Well, we got to go. It's it's been nice seeing you, Gordon. Grab some
see you, Bob.
Grab some nugs on your way out.
All right.
By Britain because they demanded change. History shows that sometimes those who challenge the system are the ones who make a difference.
Yeah. All right.
I was wondering what Jake Paul would, where he'd come out in this.
And he also touched on the fact that he is making these statements and this endorsement ahead of his big fight against Tyson. And he says, I don't give an F about the consequences.
Interesting.
Of the fight or the endorsement?
Of the consequences of speaking his mind. He says, I'm putting my business, my career on the line during my peak going in to fight Mike Tyson because I don't give an F what the consequences are.
Yeah, there are no look, 50% of the people will support you and 50% won't. So you're not putting anything on the line.
You won't be jailed.
Why do people act like this is risking all?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I can't stand it. Oh, I mean, I'm willing to take whatever comes to me, but here it goes. Yeah. Oh, okay, well, half the country would be for you, and half wouldn't. You're okay.
Well, you're not an undecided voter. None of us. We've all voted, haven't we?
No,
I haven't.
I'm still.
Oh, are you one of those that likes the pomp and circumstance? I like to go on election day.
I do like
well,
to
on
go
election
on election
day.
Day.
They give
I like to wait in lines.
You might get a donut.
I do.
Yeah,
I
you could get food.
And visit with my fellow voters.
You know who was at my voting, my polling place yesterday, Gordon,
Let's
when
see,
I went
where
voting?
You live, probably Jerry Jones.
No, that's not where I live.
Hey, Marino.
Beto O'Rourke.
Really?
Yes.
F*** you guys.
Yeah. My old buddy
you he
Beto.
And your young son would get along. They both cuss
yeah.
about the same
thing. They love to cuss. Okay, and here is the expose, the takedown. That is also
they are talking to each other.
Is also loosely related to the election, as there is an artist that we have taken on before,
yeah,
on the hard line, Lee Greenwood.
Okay, you've taken him on. Why?
Well, because
his music is awful. He admitted he hated the song, but yet he's
God
made
bless
his whole,
the USA.
He's made his whole
Hot
career off of it.
Sports.
Yeah,
he got in a fight with a record label saying, "Please, I don't release this song as my single. Please, please, please." And then they did against his will, and suddenly his whole life is built around this song.
Yeah.
Is he not proud to be an American?
It took him a long time to...
Hang on, Gordon.
It took a long time for him to realize that this was his cash cow and that he needed to care for it and love it.
Okay.
But for a long time, he just thought of it as just another song.
But he's got songs called The Declaration of Independence now and, you know... Go Bible and just anything that can
he does
just
not have a
I
song called Go Bible.
Anything that can extend his career a little bit, he will
see.
Do
this is what happens.
Yeah,
anything for a buck.
Give him an inch, he takes a mile. Absolutely,
go
he does
Bible.
Not have
go
a song
Bible, go.
Go Bible.
Okay, so there was an expose on Last Week Tonight this week, the John Oliver program, and so the bit basically was, I don't know if you were aware of this, but John Oliver has become a naturalized citizen. and of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the difference in becoming a citizen and becoming a naturalized citizen?
I've never understood that either.
I don't know what the difference is. And that probably makes me a bad
verbiage.
Citizen.
Yeah, probably.
And so,
yeah, you're privileged.
I guess at the conclusion of these naturalization ceremonies where mm-hmm. you become a citizen, they play God Bless the USA. And so he suggested that they replace that song, and he had a whole bit with Will Ferrell. They have a whole song that they proposed as the replacement, and it's not that great. It's not worth talking about. But he also
Why did you talk about it?
Well, that was the purpose of the bit.
Okay, stop yelling at me.
He's providing expository information.
I'm giving
you
context.
Just let him go.
You're not even a naturalized citizen. You're not allowed to yell at me.
As an adopted.
You're adopted.
Yeah. I'm an adopted citizen. So, but he also talked about the missteps over the years of Lee Greenwood. That at one point he said that God Bless the USA was better than Purple Rain and Margaritaville.
Who said that?
Wait.
Lee Greenwood himself.
Okay. Yeah. Why would you compare those songs?
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Margaritaville, you're punching down.
Yeah.
I nobody would compare that to Purple Rain.
He also had the trademark application rejected for attempting to brand God Bless the USA. He got that swatted out to half.
So where
court.
He would own, like Michael Buffer owns, Let's Get Ready to You Know What. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't even say it anymore.
Right. But if you give me a little bit of latitude, this is a clip from the show.
It's longitude instead.
As John Oliver talks about how Lee Greenwood bastardized his own song.
Maybe you can stomach his song being used on the grounds it's a uniquely American
tribute. Can you pause this for a second, Dave?
To this sing-
you know there's a giant F-bomb in here.
No, there is there?
Yeah, it doesn't even effing rhyme. But go ahead. We'll get to that and we'll pause.
Well, it's after, right?
Okay, yeah.
Killer country. Is it? Because it turns out, just 5 years after he released God Bless the USA, he released another song, and it's going to sound very familiar to you until it suddenly doesn't.
And I'm proud to be in Canada, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless you, Canada.
All right, pause it, Dave.
Yeah, because that doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't even rhyme. He's about to cuss right there. You can skip ahead a little bit if you want to, but yeah.
And it's been pitch corrected.
He did God Bless Canada.
Yeah, well, okay. He can do one
how
for
many
each
other,
nation.
How many others did he crank out?
Dude.
I would milk that for all it's worth. I'd do it for every country.
It's incredible.
Spend one day in the recording studio and do one for every country.
Yeah, next. Okay.
All right, this is Sweden.
God bless Uganda.
Yeah. I mean, do you know how...
at least I'm mostly free.
Do you know how incredibly cheap that is? Is he Canadian? In any way? I think he was...
Yeah, Greenwood's a Canadian name.
I think we talked about him being from California. I think he was raised in California.
Tell me more about Canadian names, please.
How can you possibly make all this money off this semi-patriotic garbage song and then turn around?
I don't know that it's garbage.
Oh, shut up. And then turn right around and sing the exact same song about another country. The exact same tune, the same words.
Yes, to honor it. Well, I don't think he's pretending like it isn't it's a totally different song.
It's so cheap.
I mean, he knows he's redoing the same song.
I know.
Does he mention Moose Jaw or any of
the Mounties?
Our favorite Canadian cities in there?
Is Molson. Tom Green name checked in the song?
I cannot believe that this guy...
Tim Hortons.
He mentions Tim Hortons.
...has been able to make an entire career.
Why do you begrudge him that? Why are you the only one that's allowed to have a career?
I really think that you're misrepresenting my argument here.
Corby, yeah. You've long said.
He has turned a dolphin laugh into a career.
Yeah, that's true. That's
yes, but Lee Greenwood can't do it with a song he actually
minimization
composed.
Minimization of me. Oh, it's just it
totally, only I may have a career.
It just is so gross that he was able to do this. And that's the thing, is that I didn't even know this existed until this thing ran. Like, we did the whole expose on how dumb his whole song catalog is.
Well,
with
then
the
how can you be so angry over something that you didn't even know existed just a few minutes ago? Well, it's fine.
Because we're American.
Life goes on. It's the same.
I know, and it makes me sick to my stomach. He has another song called Articles of the Constitution.
Whoa.
And
what's going
Articles
on with
of
you?
The what?
Yeah. It's just
those
so
are like
cheap.
Panties and
that he's got these.
Proud to be a Peruvian.
Like, yeah. And the Articles of the Constitution. Like, it's all.
It's all great. It's fine.
It's you're right.
You don't have to listen to it. You don't want to.
It's great. It's great. And he's got all these old people from all the small towns across America.
Okay.
I love
people
his song.
Can't do anything about getting older. That's a blessing if you live long enough to get older.
Oh,
Corby.
You can't?
God, Corby just did finger guns to his temple. That's
old.
So dark.
Why would anyone want that? It's so stupid.
I'm never getting old. I pray to God. Every night for young.
And it's working. I'm getting younger. Well, I'm sorry. That is just...
the best.
Fine.
That is siphoning off patriotism to the highest order.
Did y'all watch the Zodiac documentary? I finished that last night on Netflix.
Zodiac Killer?
Yeah.
That's been out for a while, right?
No, it just came out recently, I think.
Okay.
Who's
maybe
your favorite
I'm getting that
serial
confused.
Killer?
Well, I don't have a favorite, sir.
What
have,
was the
you
one that...
have you released your new poll?
Yeah. Well, how has this documentary affected your power rankings?
What was the one that came out last year? Oh, the Night
Zodiac
Stalker.
Killer. Up five spots with a hot arrow.
Yeah,
that
one's
good.
A green arrow going on.
The Night Stalker one was the last one I watched on. I guess he was a serial killer, right? He killed 10
people. Yeah, women thought
like that.
That he was good looking.
That guy was like... No, they did not. The Night Stalker?
Women? Oh, no. I thought you were talking about Richard Ramirez.
Yeah, that's a Night Stalker. He was like grody, homeless, yucky, long hair. No, dude. I think you're thinking of the wrong guy.
No? Maybe, no, but was he like the homeless guy who got a makeover and he turned out to be hot?
Oh, yeah, that guy from like Cleveland or whatever it was. Like, whoa, that guy's hot.
Who's that?
There was a homeless guy a couple of years ago that like, hit the internet, and he's literally like one of the hottest guys ever. Like steely blue eyes.
Oh, mugshot guy?
Is that him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the Zodiac killer?
Homeless.
Is that California?
Yes.
San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco area.
Okay. I remember
or Vallejo. Actually.
I remember the
but,
in what?
Yeah, one in San Francisco.
Late 70s?
Late 60s or early 70s, I believe. Yeah.
And how long before?
Not Ted Cruz, though.
And they never found out who it was.
Ted Cruz?
That's what's interesting.
Wasn't he linked to the Zodiac killer?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's right. That's
gone
right.
Around that
they never caught him?
Ted Cruz is... or Ted Cruz's dad was the Zodiac.
Yeah, perhaps.
Ted Cruz's dad was in on the Kennedy thing. And I think Trump endorsed that theory for a while.
Yeah.
Ted was running against him. And Ted just forgives it. Yeah. It's amazing that Ted just got
short,
over
you
all
have a
that
short
stuff.
Memory.
Bagging
yeah,
on his wife.
Yeah, he's got an ugly wife.
He's got an ugly wife.
Just like being a cornerback, Dave. You got to have a short memory out there.
Right.
So did they catch the Zodiac killer?
No.
They never did.
Never did.
How many people did he kill?
I think like, I'm not sure, like 10 or 11.
And how many seasons?
But he wrote all those creepy letters to police. And
right.
I saw that documentary when I was a kid and it creeped me out.
Is that the highest body count of an unsolved serial killer?
Oh, I don't know.
It was 5 confirmed.
5 confirmed. Oh, maybe
did you watch it?
Too much credit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Do they have any leads? Any suspects?
Yeah. Like, the whole documentary is about that. They think it's
Ted
Arthur
Cruz.
Lee Allen, who was a primary suspect back then.
Okay, and he passed away.
He passed away right around the time the ticket went on the air. Shortly before the ticket went on the air, he said
unrelated.
He didn't want a sports station in Dallas.
He couldn't handle it.
Yeah. If there was going to be a sports station in Dallas, then he didn't want to be part of.
Okay,
this world
so it was
anymore.
It was all. It was all based around a short period of time, and then, but that guy didn't do anything wrong for the next 30 years?
Well,
I think he went to jail, and then the killing stopped.
For child molestation.
Oh.
If you don't consider that wrong, then I guess.
I was asking a question.
Lee Davidson.
I would say it's wrong.
Boy. I don't think Lee Greenwood would agree with you.
Yeah.
Lee Greenwood wrote a song about the Zodiac.
That's right.
Proud to be a Zodiac killer.
Here in the Zodiac, where I kill all the people today.
God bless Uganda. Okay. Drop.
All right. Yes. That is good stuff, Rant Man.
Thank you. God bless.
Good luck on your motorcycle.
I want to go see your lesbian motorcycle.
All right. Yeah. During break, I'll go show it to you. It's not a lesbian motorcycle.
We'll see about that. We'll be
Does
the judge
Does it have
of that.
An extra vibrating seat?
Dave?
Well, it's not just lesbians that enjoy that.
Are you riding the Bruno bike?
What's the Bruno bike?
The one with the attachment that goes back and forth?
Well, we got to go. It's been nice seeing you, Gordon. Grab some
See you, Bob.
Grab some nugs on your way out.
All right.